It's 9 a.m. in the mud hut on top of the hill. Already the beer is flowing freely. The old men take turns to gulp umnandi, traditional Xhosa sorghum beer, from a plastic bucket that once contained acrylic paint. The air in the shebeen, or drinking den, hangs heavy with a bruised, sour odor.
I bungena kusasa utywala. Go seven.
Sabokomele Bonakele is the chief of Nkeleni village in Bulungula district. He causes more laughter when he declares, "I came to the shebeen at 7 this morning, but usually I only come late, at about 9 a.m. One of the old men takes a deep drink of the gritty sorghum brew. Drinking traditional beer has always been a very important part of Xhosa culture. It's relatively low in alcohol and is generally consumed not to get drunk, but as a demonstration of friendship. However, in recent years, local tourist lodge owner Dave Martin has watched as drinking patterns in Bulungula have changed and people have turned increasingly to harder liquor.
When people do drink, especially young people, it's always extreme. There's no concept of have one or two beers and then let go home, you know, just be merry and stuff like that. It's like either you go and get absolutely hammered or you don't go drinking at all, you know.
Senior community members blame the excessive drinking in large part on the area's high unemployment rate. A barman prepares a drink for Nkeleni resident Dali Maleyile. He says many people here use money from government grants to drink to forget their problems.
It's just because when you drink, you feel happy.
In Bulungula, extreme drinking, as people here call it, led to a rise in violence.
The reality is we have provided the ambulance service for this area for the last 8 years, and so I've personally had to transport friends and both alive and dead to hospital or to the morgue and had to fetch bodies, you know, and killed for stupid stuff, you know.
Visits to the local mortuary have traumatized residents such as Martin.
You get sent into an open area with 20 or 30 bodies lying naked on trolleys, and then you have to go find your body and then the brother to hold him by the ankles and you by the wrists and then swing him into the coffin, and then, you know, he's leaking fluids and he's there, you know, and then wrap him in his blanket and put him into his coffin and stuff like that, you know. And so,
but in November 2011, something happened that would be a turning point for Bulungula. Health worker Nomzingisi Hopisi says it began when some young men started fighting at a local shebeen.
They were drinking at first, then there was an argument between them. Then they started fighting, the other one ran away. They followed him. Two of those killed the guy. They were not having mercy upon the person. They killed him. He died next to the river. There is a shebeen there.
A community meeting followed the brutal stabbing. Elders decided there'd been too much violence linked to alcohol. They ordered all shebeens to close by 7 in the evenings and stopped all alcohol sales after this time. Older residents like Basi Kongolo Dodwana are very happy with the curfew. Since its imposition, there hasn't been any alcohol-related violence in Nkeleni. It's just gone 3 on a Friday afternoon and some young men are packed into a bar at Bulungula. One of them, Bongs Olo, admits that they're trying to drink as much as possible before it has to shut at 7 p.m.
We feel bad because 7 is too early. It's not the time that the owner of the shebeen can say that you mustn't drink at this time.
Olo says the anti-drinking rule is unfair. Martin says before it, late-night visits to shebeens represented local youngsters' few sources of entertainment.
For young people, I can understand their frustration. Basically, it says they're never going to have a party in the rest of their life, which is quite harsh, very harsh.
Shabin owner Nozetile Nkwaza strains to grind maize to brew Umkomboti beer. She describes the rule that forces her to close her tavern at 7 every evening as wonderful.
That law has changed things. The people buy beer much faster during the day because they know that the Shabin is going to close at 7. So I'm not losing money. Sometimes I even make more money now.
But a few hills away, Nongezile Mdibanto says the drinking curfew is a curse.
Business has been very bad this year. This has been my worst year of business since I opened this shipping 14 years ago.
In the bar where the young men are quaffing beer, the party begins when Yvonne Chaka Chaka's hit song, Umkomboti, blasts from a sound system. The tune praises the magic of traditional Xhosa beer, but it's an allure that is now strictly a daytime pleasure in this part of South Africa. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Bulungula, South Africa.